Radio Prague News.
A UN Committee on Children's Rights has criticized the Czech Republic for its high number of institutionalized children and the use of baby boxes. Prime Minister Petr Nečas will insist on linking a vote on Croatia's accession to the EU to the Czech exemption to the Lisbon Treaty. And the European Commission has praised the government's reform measures in a list of recommendations for the Czech Republic. The UN Committee on the Rights of the Child has criticized the Czech Republic for its high number of institutionalized children and for the use of so-called baby boxes. While praising the country for certain measures taken in recent years for child well-being, the committee was critical of many conditions, including the long period of time that children spend in institutionalized care, the lack of assistance for families in need, and the fragmented system of institutions with no central overseer. Among other things, the committee also called upon the country to close its baby boxes, safe and anonymous hospital facilities for leaving unwanted children that have been used 49 times since their introduction in 2005. In the committee's view, the facilities violate several provisions of the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child. The state, it said, should focus instead on, quote, resolving the causes of child abandonment, support Planned Parenthood, and provide consultation and social aid amid unwanted pregnancies. Prime Minister Petr Nečas is sticking to a plan to tie parliamentary approval of Croatia's accession to the EU to the Czech exemption to the Lisbon Treaty. The Prime Minister on Monday told members of Parliament's EU Affairs Committee that he wants to introduce the two bills as a single contractual document and a single vote in both houses. President Václav Klaus demanded the exemption from the EU's Charter of Fundamental Rights before signing the treaty in 2009. Opposition Social Democrats, which are opposed to the opt-out, have warned the government risks complicating Croatia's accession if it connects the two votes, as they will vote against it in the Senate. Croatia is expected to sign the agreement with the EU in the second half of this year and become the 28th member state on July 1, 2013. The European Commission has praised the government's reform measures in a list of recommendations for the Czech Republic. The recommendations, which the Commission sent to Prague in response to the government's convergence and national reform policy, states that the government is on the right course in resolving economic issues. Prime Minister Nečas, who presented the information on Wednesday, said the recommendations put emphasis on the same priorities as the government, namely fiscal discipline, cost-saving budgets, decreasing the deficit in public finances, and maintaining and developing competitiveness. Now turning briefly to the weather, currently sunny conditions are expected to give way to rain and thunderstorms over the coming days, with highs of around 29 degrees Celsius on Wednesday dropping to around 20 for the rest of the week. My name is Christian Falvey. That's the end of the news.